Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the readings for Christmas. I've done something a little different this year. I've taken the first reading from the Midnight Mass. I've taken the second reading from the Dawn Mass of Christmas, and I've taken the third reading from the regular Mass during the day. So I just ask that you would bear with me, but I put these three readings together, simply taking all of the major Masses to be celebrated for Christmas. This is one of the, in fact, this is the most beautiful feast I know, that God should so love us, He should so love us, that He becomes like us in all things but sin. He was born out of love for you and me. He didn't do it to make some mystery. He didn't do it to cause the whole world to take a look at Him and say, what a novelty and how odd and all that kind of thing. He didn't do it to surprise us. He didn't do it to befuddle us. He didn't do it because He could do it. He did it out of love, overwhelming love, that the Word became flesh, the perfect Word of God, the pure, unadulterated Word of God would take on flesh, that He would take on the burden of our weakness, our sin. He would take it on. He'd become like us in order to save us. Do you know Him? Do you know Him as your Savior? He is your Savior. Listen to these readings with those thoughts in mind. The first reading that I'm taking is from Titus, Paul's letter to Titus. This is Midnight Mass now. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for Himself a people as His own, eager to do what is good. He came in the flesh for you and for me, to deliver us from lawlessness, to cleanse for Himself a people as His own, eager to do what is good. Not just good deeds, but goodness itself, to live the life of Christ, who was enfleshed for you and for me. Paul proclaims this. May we proclaim it in our own hearts. And the second reading is taken from the Mass at dawn, and this is Isaiah chapter 62, verses 11 to 12. See, the Lord proclaims to the ends of the earth, say to daughter Zion, that's us, your Savior comes. Here is His reward with Him, His recompense before Him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called frequented, a city that is not forsaken. Your God loves you. Even in the midst of our own sin and weakness, He loves us. He does not want us to be forsaken. He wants His people to know that they have a Savior who so loves them, that He took on our weak, frail human flesh, becoming like us in every way but sin. What an act of love. Self-effacing. No thought for Himself, but for you and for me. Welcome Him into your heart this Christmas. Welcome Him. Invite Him in. Thank Him for coming. Thank Him for loving you. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, this is the Mass during the day. You have the Mass at midnight, you have the Mass at dawn, and now the Mass during the day. This is John 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. He is the source of your life. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was a life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness of our sin dulls it. The darkness of our sin does not erase Him, because God in His mercy reaches out to extend mercy again and again and yet again for us. Can you understand how loved you are? Ask God to help you to understand, to, in a certain sense, this is not true, but in a certain sense, to stretch your brain, to realize that you have somebody, even if you were all alone in the world, and say, there is no one to care about me, no one to love me. Your Father in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, are with you every moment. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. So John the Baptist went before him carrying the light of life. He was in the world. And the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. We did not recognize Christ. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Do you accept him? Honestly, in your whole heart, do you receive him? And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.'" He confused people. They didn't know what that meant. But John said, "I was sent before him, but he existed before I ever came into being. He existed from the beginning of the world. He always was and he always will be. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God who is at the Father's side, reveals him." Reveals him. No, the Lord wants to reveal himself to you. He reveals himself in the silence of your heart. He reveals himself to you as you adore him, as you come before him daily and adore him and thank him and worship him and bless his name. He comes. He comes to his people. He hears every word you pray, every desire of your heart, every hope. He hears it. He knows it. He knows it even better than you know it. It might be what's in your own heart, but he sees the full picture and he knows why you're longing and yearning, and he wants to fulfill that which is good. Always. He is your Savior. He came to save you. Will you let yourself be saved? Will you open your hearts to him? There's part of a prayer of Father John Cameron, Peter John Cameron, Dominican priest, from Magnificat magazine. I wanted to read this on this Christmas day, this Christmas season. He writes from the Catechism, "No one, whether shepherd or wise man, can approach God here below except by kneeling before the manger at Bethlehem and adoring him, hidden in the weakness of a newborn child. No one, whether shepherd or wise man, can approach God here below except by kneeling before the manger of Bethlehem and adoring him, hidden in the weakness of a newborn child. Make sure you go to the manger. Make sure you kneel down. Make sure you offer him worship. That manger scene is not there just for children. That's for every one of us. We need a father. We need a savior. Every single one of us does. Come before him and adore him who came as a baby in the flesh so we would not be afraid. Lord Jesus, says Father Cameron, as I kneel before your manger in adoration, let my first Christmas word be, thank you. Thank you, gift of the Father, for coming to save me from my sins. Without you, I do not know even how to be human. The characteristics of your human body express the divine person of God's Son. And in that wondrous expression, Lord, you reveal me to myself. Thank you for that saving revelation in your sacred humanity. As the Christmas liturgy proclaims, in Christ, we experience the holy exchange that restores our life. Thank you for coming as one like myself to save me from myself. We need to be saved from ourselves, our jealousy, our anger, our lust, multitude of sins. He comes to save. Do you need to be saved? I do. Thank you for coming as one like myself to save me from myself. You come as a baby because babies are irresistible and adorable. You come as a baby because you want our first impression of God incarnate, that is, in the flesh, to be that of one who does not judge. How I long to be united with you in every way. May I never be attracted to the allurements and charms of the world. May I love you always at every moment with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. May the tenderness, the dependency, and the mercy that you reveal in your infancy become the hallmarks of my life. Become the hallmarks of my life. Brothers and sisters, may that be so for each one of us. Newborn Savior, the very silence of your incarnation proclaims that the answer to the misery, the strife, and the meaninglessness we often experience in life cannot be found within ourselves. You alone are the answer. As I kneel before you, eternal King, I surrender to you my selfishness, my self-absorption, my self-indulgence, my self-righteousness, my self-assertion, and my self-exaltation. Even as I adore you on this night of your birth, rid me of the nagging desire to be adored. May God hear the prayer of every one of our hearts. Merry Christmas to you all. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.